Okay, is everybody back?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I'll ask if there are any announcements.
This is Kristen Poppleton from the Willis Steger Foundation. I just thought I'd pop in today. I've been busy this summer. We have our big summer institute next week. So we have 60 teachers coming to us from actually Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio, New York. I'm forgetting all the different states, but
that is so great.
For 3 days, and I'm really excited actually to introduce them. I've been copying the preliminary of the NCA resource for just introducing that as a resource to them, and I talked to Frank just about the fact that that was okay, and that I'll be letting them know when it's final up on the website itself, but as far as just as a resource for them to explore it, because they are coming from different regions. So I've got Northeast, and we have someone from Washington, too. So, Scott, I have the Northwest and Great Plains and Midwest covered. So excited about that. Yeah. And we also they sent us 120 of the books as well, so I'll hand those out for them to have as a resource.
Great, but good.
Be a great couple of days. Finally,
yeah.
It's kind of what ruins summer.
So your summer institute is really broader than just the Northwest and the Midwest.
Generally, that's our largest audience. Of course, is from Minnesota, but yeah, we have folks coming from all over. We usually have a couple people. I would say, looking at the numbers, it's pretty equal, grades 3 through 6 and 6-12 or 6-8 and 9-12, and then we have about 10 informal educators, so folks from museums and nature centers and some more alternate education settings. So we've got a spectrum, and then science teachers, art teachers, theater, social studies, spectrum of predominantly science, of course, but different subject areas too.
Do the participants pay to be part of this, or
yep.
is this, do they get stipends? So they pay.
Yeah, they do pay. We start advertising pretty early, just because professional development funds, you know, are available earlier in the year. So we usually are, you know, advertising starting in September, so they can apply from their schools. But it's this summer's institute is $125, but that's for 3 days, which it's at a residential center this year. So overnight, all the food, six meals and resources and training. We've got some great speakers coming in. John Abraham
and
is
you
speaking
have how
the
many
first
people,
night.
How many people again?
We have 60
how
this
many,
summer.
60
this summer. Yep. Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Excited to be done with that and have my few weeks of summer vacation.
That will be nice.
So
why don't we give people a little bit update of what with that resource you were talking about. So the National Climate Assessment, I mean, many of you have been part of this effort, but I just, in case that there are those on the phone that have not, I'll just give a little overview. The National Climate Assessment was released in May, and a bunch of us have participated in creating what we had internally called treasure maps. They might be calling learning paths or something like that. But basically, it was to identify for each region and each thematic area the pieces of the National Climate Assessment that were relevant, identifying the guiding questions for teachers to use in a conversation or discussion about it, then pointing to the explicit resources in the National Climate Assessment that address those particular guiding questions and key messages, and then pointing to resources in the CLEAN Collection along with vetted federal or state agency sites that also had additional information about it. And all of these are going to appear in the climate.gov website, and it's not live yet. And Frank told us yesterday, I'll say a little bit more about this, but the National Climate Assessment Network had a teleconference yesterday, and Frank said that they were now planning for that to go live on August 12th.
Awesome.
And we are planning on making, it won't look exactly the same, but we will make the Google Docs visible through, for each of these regions, visible through the Clean Portal also. At least that's the plan at the moment. So that's just an update about that. But so Kristen and I think Stephanie and I and Scott and there may be others on the phone who are involved in various pieces of that. So another announcement I have is that, as I mentioned before, the National Climate Assessment Network had their monthly teleconference yesterday, and there was a presentation from EcoAmerica about the newly released report by EcoAmerica and the American Psychological Association called Beyond Storms and Droughts, the Psychological Impacts of Climate Change. And I think I'll probably post the link to it on the Facebook page. But if you go to EcoAmerica, you can find the report. It's there. So, and I think there was a PowerPoint, and I'll also, there is supposedly, they posted the slides that Caroline Hodges used yesterday in making her presentation, and I think that's supposed to appear on the NCA Net website, so I can post that also. So I'll let everybody know.
Yeah, I listened to part of the archive of that, and when she did it a couple of weeks ago, I think. It was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good fodder for thought.
Great.
Yeah.
Other announcements are today is a deadline for GSA abstracts for all their abstracts, but in particular the climate literacy. We have two climate literacy sessions, so we're slowly checking how many abstracts we have. But that abstract deadline is today, I guess at the end of, probably at midnight. I really am not sure of the exact timing. And AGU abstracts are due a week from, they're due on the 8th. So that is a week from Friday. So we have about a week and a half for those. Any other announcements? Okay. Is there any other activities that people have been involved with this summer or through the are planning for the near future that you'd like to let us know about?
Tamara, this is Stephanie. I just checked, double-checked the AGU website, and it says the abstract deadline is August 6th.
August 6th, you're right.
Yeah,
I keep mixing up the 8th, but yes, you're correct, absolutely. And
I keep doing the same thing. I don't know why, but anyway, I just checked, and it is 6th.
It is the 8th. It is the 6th, yes. And I have posted on the, if you go to the teleconference page, just above the schedule for the teleconferences, I've put the reminders with links to both the descriptions of it. They're basically links to Google Docs that have the descriptions of the climate literacy sessions and links to where you can submit an abstract. So, and those that's actually correct. It does say the 6th. I think last year both AGU and GSA were August 8th, and I had... the fact that they were the same day was a problem for me, and I think that date got drummed into my head anyway. So hopefully we'll have a nice I haven't checked the AGU website yet to see how many abstracts we've had submitted, but we're moving along for GSA. I think we sort of have probably around 12 or so for the education activities, meaning formal, informal, and outreach activities. And then we have a separate section on evaluation and research. And I think there's 6 or 7 abstracts there now. So we're getting there. But there'll be many more abstracts for AGU.
Yeah.
But part of the issue is the trouble with people traveling. And I have to say that if you can't go to both, AGU is the one to go to because there's just much more in terms of networking opportunities there than there are at GSA. But we need to have a presence at GSA also. So.
The timing of AGU this year, it's just too close to the holidays for me to be gone like that for our holidays.
Really?
Oh, it's just, it
you
runs
know,
right
it's
into
the opposite.
It. I know,
it's
last
it's
year, I remember for you,
for
Tamara. Yeah.
Yeah, well, for people who are faculty members and teaching courses, having it later makes a huge difference because they're able to go because earlier they can't leave their classes.
Right, right. Yeah, I just could not do that. It's too much to get ready when you have little kids, and it's too exciting.
Well,
yeah,
that's true, too.
Yeah. I so enjoyed it last year, so hopefully I'll be back next year.
Yeah.
It's a good meeting for us.
Many of us get a chance to get there, and there's so much going on there that's applicable to our interests.
Good. We will have a union session focused around the National Climate Assessment. So, educational uses of the National Climate Assessment. So that's really exciting. And we will have the workshop again on Thursday morning. That's the one thing I know when it's actually going to happen. Is Thursday morning of AGU week, we'll have the half-a-day workshop focused on three topic areas. So, and I think many of you probably might remember back probably in mid-January, one of our calls was dedicated to looking at this collective impact model and providing input to a Google Doc. I've actually taken the input. There were six different meetings for which we've gotten input on that. One of them was AGU's workshop last year, but also the National Council for Science and the Environment Building Climate Solutions Conference last year. The input from that, also from the tri-agency meeting. But there was a total of six meetings that we got input from, and I created a Google Doc that summarizes that from, and I'm going to be, for those of the people that were involved, I'm going to be sending out an email giving the link to that new document. So if any of you were not part of those conversations and would like to get the email, although I'll probably send the link out just to the Clean Network as a whole.
Yep.
So you don't have to. You'll get the link to it, so don't worry about it. You don't have to send me a separate email. and we did submit for this coming year's National Council for Science and the Environment Conference on Energy and Climate, we did submit another session proposal around this collective impact and probably moving the conversation to looking more, addressing what people feel should be part of the common agenda. So moving that conversation forward. I don't know if that session will be accepted yet, although I anticipate it will be. But we will address that at the AGU meeting workshop also. Did anybody else submit a session proposal to the National Council for Science and Environment meetings? Okay, I only know of a couple that were submitted. We had a few ideas, but some people were not able to move forward on them just at this time. So, Stephanie, you had indicated a couple of sessions. You didn't submit a proposal?
No, I wound up traveling and couldn't get anything together for it. We are considering using this sort of social media game-like tool with the sessions, so we are looking into that. But we didn't propose a specific session.
I would say that Juliet Rooney Varger did submit a session proposal around using of world climate.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think it's actually the newer version, the new modeling decision support tool on energy.
Right.
And she did submit a session proposal for that.
Yeah.
So we sort of tried to model that activity on this call using world climate. So.
Yep.
That one I know was submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can have a conversation. Go ahead.
Talk about. We're always looking for ideas for presentations in the fall and the winter.
That was just what I was thinking, Scott.
I think 4 presentations already booked for the fall, but as we get into late October and into November, we don't have any calls scheduled, and certainly nothing into the spring and winter. So.
Right.
If there's any ideas, topics, or speakers, that would be really great to send to either one of us to.
Yeah, Scottish. And you can, you can actually, even on the phone now, if you want to sort of just brainstorm ideas, that would be great because we can follow up on some of them.
Yep.
If the people, either you can volunteer or you can suggest that, somebody who has been doing some interesting work and might like to give a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of thinking of this Eco-America, Caroline Hodges. I thought that might be a good one.
That's where the report is, if people were wondering. It's just under ecoamerica.org/research.
Right.
And it looks like the webinar is also there, too. So, good. Yeah, that would be an interesting presentation. There's actually quite a few things there that I have not seen before. American Climate Values 2014. Psychographic and demographic insight. So there's quite a bit of interesting work that they're doing, communicating on and climate.
The other piece that I'd like to know a little bit, the other piece I'd like to know about is, and it's on the Eco America site, there is something called Moment Us.
Oh, okay.
And it would be interesting to understand what that is a little bit. I mean, it may be doing similar things to what we're doing in terms of facilitating communications.
Yeah.
Well, by next spring, we'll be pretty deeply into our new project and probably have some things to share. it's a statewide public education and outreach. So the fall and spring, we'll be doing a lot of we'll have an evaluator. We're doing some big lit review, but it's really looking at the models of very place-based connections, and then we'll be doing 12 forums around our state focused on local impacts and local solutions. So those will be starting next spring, but we'll be doing a lot of planning. So for sure,
one of the things that might be useful, even if you haven't actually implemented anything yet, I know that it's a big challenge for people to sort of think about how to make things place-based.
Yeah.
And if you would be willing, maybe in the spring, as you've sort of developed your strategy, but even if you haven't implemented anything yet, to sort of talk that through. You might even get ideas from the Clean Network on how to move your effort forward. And I certainly think that a lot of us could learn from thinking about how to take some broad issues
model.
And make them. Right.
Right.
So I think that might be, if you're willing, I've encouraged people in the past to think about using the Clean Network as a sounding board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically talking about your ideas and your plans before you've actually, put them in place and tried them out is not so much as a finished effort, but a work in progress so that people can sort of also learn from what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. No, and I would love to. I mean, I know already I've been just through the network is kind of how I've connected with some of the projects that have been using that more of a local, like the San Diego influential model out there and the other one that I was looking at recently. But I would love to do that. And I'm sure our evaluator would like to probably be on at that point, and our ed coordinator, too, so we could all kind of have a conversation and talk about what our plans are.
So maybe if we just put you on the list and we talk to you again in January to actually pick a time then, that would, sometime in the spring, that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You're on the list.
Thanks, Scott.
One of the other things we could think about is, as we do these kind of regional resources related to the National Climate Assessment, is that whole notion of how we develop regional resources. We're certainly, very quickly we'll identify gaps in the regional resources. And it strikes me that this sort of place-based development of those kind of activities and some of the resources that are part of the National Climate Assessment that are sort of more regionally focused, we may be able to do, maybe we do a series of presentations that go region by region and in some ways go through what we put together for the website.
That'd be fun.
What are the ways we're thinking about it? And I think particularly because there's both differences and similarities between regions, and in some ways it's drilling down, getting a bit more specific. And what would be fun about doing that is it's an opportunity for those of us who are working in individual regions, perhaps to bring other people into this, because we tend to, most of us are sort of doing things at a national level. And I think it'd be really interesting to bring folks whose focus is very much more on their own school districts and state, perhaps. So anyway, that's just playing with that.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great if there was
a great idea. Go ahead, Kristen.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say if there was a particular template that was given for each one too. So we were kind of like, what model have you used locally, and what? So it was a useful sort of. Coming out of the series of those, that we have this sort of same information that we've gotten. You know what I'm saying? Well, they could share beyond that, but if there were these three things, would be great if we knew this, this, and this. Like, how did you build your relationships? Well, how did you,
Yeah. Well, mean with respect to the map, the NCA maps, or some, or what?
If you were highlighting an organization or a school or a teacher or somebody that was doing climate change education from a very, let's say, oceans-based perspective or Ohio-based perspective, there was three things for sure that each of those people shared. So there was something you could kind of compare at the end across, like, in Ohio they do this.
Well, I think a lot of us use the similar templates, but one of the things that I found interesting was as you looked at what the key messages were for a particular region, and then trying to find resources that help students understand them. Sometimes there were those holes. And I think this is an opportunity to identify where there are holes in educational resources. Another thing that we tried to be really strict about is that activities, because they're appearing on climate.gov, activities really had to be, and videos and things, really had to be reviewed in the clean collection, into the clean collection. And so these are obviously holes in the clean collection. Sometimes people found other things to put in, but we didn't obviously have the time or the bandwidth to actually conduct a full clean review. I did have Marion look at some of the resources that some of our, co-developers had suggested as they thought were good, and when Marion looked through them just with the eye of her experience of having reviewed lots of resources, said it's just not up to the quality that we already have in the clean collection. So, it points to where these holes are, and especially as you get to the societal impacts, which is a huge piece of the National Climate Assessment.
Yep.
So,
well, we could,
what
fill
pieces
a whole
are needed.
Couple months with this.
Yeah. What pieces are needed, and where are there holes?
Yeah, and this seems to be like the next phase of our work in some ways, if I can put it that way, is really how do we support teachers and informal educators, really where they are. What do they need to know? How can we support them? We've reviewed the clean resources. We've done that kind of stuff. Obviously, the National Climate Assessment, maybe this is sort of the next kind of phase of the work that the network needs to do to really get it into classrooms and science centers. This would be a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good thing to sort of think about, especially if we may have this go live, at least climate.gov will go live by August 12th. We'll try to do clean pages by then. The other thing that I'll let everybody know, we did make a decision that for the clean website that the clean community page will be the clean network page, and actually the homepage actually reflects that, but the page behind it is not there yet, but it will be, and it will be before this fall. So we're getting there. Although,
yes.
we have a very big dearth of funds at the moment, but we are moving in that direction.
Oh, good.
Okay, any other thoughts about potential topics for talks in the coming year? Or thoughts about any other topics you'd like to discuss?
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Okay, great. Well, thanks everybody for calling in today. We will talk again next week. And Scott, that reminds me, I'm going to be at a meeting next week. Can you facilitate the call?
I think I can. I'll put that on my list just to remind myself to be there and start things up.
Okay, great.
Okay, that's excellent.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye.